A warm front will lift through the area tonight into tomorrow. That means we will see an increase in humidity levels, and also it will turn warmer over the next couple of days. That will be followed by a cold front that comes through Saturday night into Sunday, and then we'll see the mugginess exit once again. For now, it's pretty gray across the area. It's been cloudy across the North Country today. There have been some breaks of sunshine, though, especially from the capital region on south. Out of those clouds across the North Country, we have seen some rain, so it's been damp at times, especially north of I-90 through the day. And as we head into tonight, we are likely to see more showers and maybe a few thunderstorms. The most likely areas will be north and west of Albany, but even in the capital region and Point South, there is that chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm. It will turn a little bit muggier tonight, so it won't be quite as comfortable in terms of sleeping conditions. You might need the air conditioner as temperatures fall back into the lower and mid-60s across eastern New York and western New England. Moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front continues to lift through. We will see a blend of clouds and sunshine, though again will be cloudier across the north. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times through the day tomorrow. It will be warmer and more humid, so it'll definitely feel more like summertime as temperatures come up into the 80s for your Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll have a cold front approach, so again, we'll have plenty of clouds, showers and thunderstorms at times. It will again be warm and humid as the cold front is still to our west. Highs on Saturday should reach up into the 80s. And then by Sunday, that front will be coming through the area overnight into Sunday morning. So we're likely to have clouds and still a few showers lingering, especially during the morning. But it looks to turn partly sunny by Sunday afternoon as that front moves away. And a day on Sunday that will start off fairly humid will turn less humid as the day moves along, though it will still be somewhat muggy with temperatures again on Sunday up into the 80s, but it should be closer to the lower 80s across much of our area. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high 78 to 86. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the lower to mid-60s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high 78 to 86. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower to mid-60s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers during the morning, becoming partly sunny and turning slightly less humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.